crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kurzenegg, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureaus of blood for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
Yes, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers Show. I'm Brian. If you have requests, it's 855-915-9636. We have Tom and Meg Ledger from the Brooklands. They're going to come in and do an acoustic number in a little bit. And we have a lot of things to talk about, lots of things going around town this weekend. Riverfest going on like right now, I think. In Cambridge, but we have other shows, a show tonight at the Middle East and tomorrow at the gallery. I'll tell you all about them. Unfortunately, Rocky Erickson died yesterday, and so we're gonna do a little tribute for him. I want to read something Billy Gibbons put out, but I gotta find it first. So let's hear a little 13th Floor Elevators. This one's by request, and we will miss Rocky Erickson. This is You're Gonna Miss Me. 13th Floor Elevators Elevators featuring Rocky Erickson.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, and we have Tom and Mo setting up to play you some Brooklyn stuff, acoustic style, in a little bit. But we're in the middle of a Rocky Erickson tribute who passed away yesterday. And Billy Gibbons wrote some nice stuff here. Billy Gibbons, good friend of Rocky Erickson from ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons. He says, Rocky Erickson, an heroic icon of modern rock and roll, one of the best friends the music ever had, died in Austin, Texas yesterday. Born there on July 15, 1947. Erickson had a visionary zeal rarely seen in 1965 when he co-founded the 13th Floor Elevators. The band's original songs, many written with lyricist Tommy Hall, coupled with Erickson's supercharged vocals and guitar, sparked the psychedelic music revolution in the mid-1960s and led to a new role of what rock could be. Erickson never wavered from that path, and while he faced incredible challenges at different points in his life, his courage always led him on to new musical adventures. One he continued without comprise his entire would without keeps moving on me without compromise his entire life. The family asked for privacy while they deal with this loss of a son, brother, husband, and father. And I think I'll leave it there. There's some more if you want to read it on a Crash Course for the Ravers page. And yep, so far we've heard I'm Gonna Miss You and the Lucifer song by Rocky. I'm trying to find my list. They change everything on me. Yeah, we heard You're Gonna Miss Me, Don't Shake Me, Lucifer. And here's If You Have Ghosts. One more from solo Rocky Erickson, and then we'll do some more 13th Floor Elevators, and then we'll get to some Brooklyns, right? All right. Live Brooklyns in the studio coming up.
You can say it.
big send-off for Rocky Erickson. We will miss him. What did we play? We had You're Gonna Miss Me, Don't Shake Me, Lucifer, If You Have Ghosts, Fire Engine, and Roller Coaster. Those two said unreleased, so they might be a little different than you remember. But great stuff right there. We'll miss you, Rocky. And you know what? My guests, the Brooklyns, are here. Well, at least Tom and Mo Ledger. How are you doing, guys?
Good, how are
good,
you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
All right, thanks for having us.
No problem.
Yeah.
What do you want to do for us today? Oh, did we want to play something off the CD first?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Little Take Back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we'll be right back with Live, Mo and Tom.
Sounds good.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
To 1.5 WMFO in Medford, and that was the Brooklyns, Take Back, from their album Sideways Town. Is this brand new?
That's the third one that came out in 2013, and 2014.
Yeah, and then we're working on the next
one. Working on the fourth one now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's this is Tom and Mo.
Hi.
Ledger from the Brooklyns, and they're going to play us some songs. What do you want to start us out with?
We can start out with a brand new one. This is going to be on the next album.
Yeah.
Called Lonely Heart at Heart.
Yep. It's our old-timey type song. So.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Here goes.
thinking about you. All the love we had and all we used to do. Give back my lonely heart, back where lonely started. Give back my lonely hearted heart.
Mo and Tom.
Yeah.
So, how long have you guys been together?
2005. We kind of unofficially and then officially started our acoustic thing, which is what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And we, Mickey Bliss was the one who kind of gave us our first break at the Kirkland, which God bless that place. Yeah, he's now at the Cantab, I guess. No, he left. Something happened. But anyway, aside from that, so we started acoustically and then... And then we recorded our first album and we just kind of put it together ourselves, Tom on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
We had like what we call an EP. I think it was 7 songs. That was called...
Oh, that's an album.
It's not just an
EP.
It is, isn't it? but anyway, so we did that and then we realized we needed a band.
Yeah.
So then we found people that were talented.
The Murrays.
And then Rebo for drums. So we were together for a long time. So we've been a full band ever since. And we've had 3 CDs totally, and now we're on our fourth, and that was one of the songs.
Yeah, one of the new ones. So, we're going to be recording up at the Den
at
Studios.
Doug's.
At Doug's.
Good friend of ours, Doug Batchelder.
Okay. When's that going to happen?
We're going to be going in the next couple of weeks. We're going to start putting some basics.
Nice.
Tom's going to lay down some drums.
Yeah, could do some drums. And
so...
Start. Got like
to start
probably
off.
12 or 13 songs.
Yeah, we actually have more like 18 songs, but we're going to have to slice and dice and,
whittle it down.
Yeah.
Today, Tom's playing the guitar, and I guess Mo's going to add some.
I'm going to play the guitar, the guillotine, too.
The hacka. The
hacka. I now know how to spell guillotine.
Yeah,
Thank you very much. That
was an inside joke because we were trying to figure out how to spell guillotine and, a little while ago. Mo had the.
The closest.
She was the closest.
I had the G.
Well, we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and yes, we have Mo, Tom from the Brooklands. I'm just calling you the Brooklands on...
Yeah. And,
yeah. What do you have next?
We have a song. This was from our first CD. It's one of Mo's tunes called Richer. It's a beauty. The girl with the golden voice sings this one.
She's getting her guitar.
Yeah.
She's getting ready.
Yes, sir.
I remember I sang a song with you guys one night.
You did, a long time ago.
You
did.
At the Chit Chat, maybe?
Somewhere North Shore, right?
Yeah, it was some... I think it was the Chit Chat.
It's Stone's song. I think it was Torn and Frayed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Men are always waiting for women here, aren't they?
No problem at all.
Oh, here we go.
Where MFO and Tom and Mo are going to be singing you a song real slow.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
don't you get so used to me? Seen it coming, gone and went. But love's been worth my money spent. 'Cause I've been down on a dollar, I've been down on a dime. Could it be no love's been making sense? If I could sing you one song I've saved, give you back the reasons that I know you do, I would treat all success I've made, know that I'd be richer for loving you. Took my chances, made amends. Love's been worth my trouble spent. 'Cause I've been rich on a dollar, I've been down on a dime. Could it be now love's been making sense? Ooh, making sense. If I could sing you one song I saved, give you back the reasons that treat all success I made, know that I'd be richer for loving you. What if I do? What if I wait? What if I love? What if I? Give you back the reasons that I know you do, I would treat all success I made, know that I'd be richer for loving you. If I could sing you one song I've saved, give you back the reasons that I know you do, I would treat all success I made, know that I'd be richer for loving you.
What was that one called?
That's called Richer.
Richer.
Richer. Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Brooklyn's here on MFO.
Yes. All right. Good to be here. Good to be
here. Awesome to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. You've been playing out a lot?
Yeah, we've been playing. We have June 22nd coming up at Uncle Eddie's.
Yep.
Up in... up in Salisbury, Mass.
Yep, and we have Mick Lawless and the Reckless Hearts are going to be playing with us.
Nice.
They're awesome.
Yep.
Good guys. He has an awesome vinyl shop up in Upton, Massachusetts that you all should come visit.
I must.
Yeah.
I will at some point.
Yeah.
Good place.
Yeah, so we've been gigging a lot.
Cool.
We moved, so we're kind of out in the country now. We used to be in Waltham for many, many years, so... we're learning the area out there, too.
Yeah, yeah, the new area.
Yeah, so.
What's your next gig coming up?
It's, June 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at Uncle Eddie's.
Yeah, and then Tom also and his other band is coming up, too.
Yeah, I play Sweet Cheater.
Sweet Cheater.
I believe I have something the 22nd, a gig.
Do you?
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe I'll come, but then I'm like, no, that date sounds like I got something.
Yeah, but isn't it always the way? It's like, we're all friends, all of us are friends, right, musicians, and it's like, we all can't go to each other's gigs, but we like wave,
we
like stuff on Facebook, and that helps.
Right.
It's like, when people do that, that's like, or when they're interested in, you know, doing something like,
sure.
I mean, to me, that's still showing love.
Right.
Right. So that's, you know, and so we appreciate that everybody.
And there's a lot of shows I do make it to. I mean, yeah. I made a Brooklyn show once.
Yep. You did it. You even you appeared on stage with us. Yeah.
That was our friend who's
Wasn't that Dead Flowers?
Did we do Dead Flowers?
We did.
Dead
Flowers. We did. And then and Nicole got up and everything too. And you guys shared a microphone. And I think Sully was there. Did Sully?
Sully was probably
Sully.
There.
Sully. Yeah. Sols. Anyway, so yeah.
And Sean.
Was the chit chat, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought we did Torn and Frayed.
Yeah.
I have that queued up anyways. I want to hear that Torn and Frayed later.
That was the night we were all like, you know, drunk and everything, man. So, yeah. So, yeah. We'll
actually,
say
I think I was drinking O'Doul's at the time.
Oh, okay. Then you had your head on, so you do remember.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. What are you going to play for us next?
Another one of Tom's classic hits.
Yeah, well, classic.
Yes, Hand Me Down.
Our first number one hit. Yeah, Hand Me Downs. This is from our second CD, Swords and Lies.
Yep.
And, yeah. This is my mother's favorite song.
It is. It is. God bless her. I love her.
But I was hearing steel drums at the end of that.
Really?
I don't know where it was coming from. It was like in my head. Dong, dong, dong.
That's awesome.
It's weird. Yeah, it would go with that.
So aren't you going to sing a song with us today?
Oh, God. Don't put me on the spot.
Come on, man. Come on, you're in the
band. I'm saving my voice for tomorrow. I get a gig tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay.
Save the voice.
All right. Tomorrow I have a date with my girlfriends. We're going to the museums in Boston.
If I were to sing a song, what song would you want to do?
Well, I mean, you're famous for Dead Flowers.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't think we're going to do that today. Why don't you guys do Dead Flowers, though?
We could. But we'll do some others first.
Yeah.
Of course.
What do you think? Yeah.
Tell us about your girlfriends. What are you going?
Oh, yeah. My friend Jamie and her daughter Olivia. We're always hanging and stuff. We have a great time together. So I call her Jamie the cruise director because she always makes wonderful plans for us.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of go with what she wants. So anyway, we're going to the MFA. And we're going to see a couple of exhibits. She wants me to see this one about the French postcards because she knows that I'm wicked in love with France.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Franaholic. So, and then we're going to go to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum and
beautiful
gardens and eat some lunch. And then Tom gets the day off from us, so yeah, he's going to do his thing.
Yeah.
He might even go to McDonald's. Everything I don't want him to do when I'm around. You might even mow the lawn.
Have you ever been to the Gardner Museum?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's cool.
I went to college, the Boston Architectural College.
Oh, okay.
So I studied interior design, and that was one of the classes I had, History of Decorative Arts. We had to go to there.
Mm. Do they still have the frames where the paintings are stolen?
Yes, they do. Yeah, it's sombering.
I know, I saw
it. It's really sombering, you know, like why anybody would do that. But I heard in the news, because little stuff sifts out in the news sometimes. I want to say it was 3 weeks ago. I heard that the last guy they thought may have been a part of it had passed away.
I heard something like that too.
Yes. You know?
Mm.
I think they might have been like, you know, Boston guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you
definitely
know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway.
They did have some names that they were, one of them.
But I think they were hired by someone else. So there was a bigger upper.
Probably.
You know what I mean? There always is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Anyway, that's another time we could talk about that.
Hey, name the other members of your band and say hello.
Yeah, well, we got Jeff Murray on bass.
Hi, Jeff.
And then Rebo Tibbs.
Yep, Rebo Tibbs on drums. Then,
speak right into the mic, Tom.
Oh. Hello. And Sean Murray. Sean Murray joins in once in a while.
Yeah, and to say Jeff Murray again.
Yeah, Jeff Murray on bass.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
And then George.
George sits in on drums once in a while.
Yeah.
Hi, George.
Yeah. Hey, Georgie. How you doing?
Yep. We just did Boob Fest.
Boob Fest?
Yeah, man.
I want to go to Boob Fest.
It was awesome. I want to say it was our eighth time in a row. It's like, I mean, you don't go there to make money. You never do. You go there for the cause. But that's like the reason why you do it. And it's all about, you know, raising money for the cure of breast cancer.
Oh, okay.
And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
But do they whip them
wild
out?
At the end, they do a wet t-shirt contest. And like, if I wanted to whip up my boobs, I probably could and get away with it.
You're right.
Either that
or
in Paris.
Sean was actually a runner-up.
Those
once.
Are the only two times. You go to Paris and like go like half naked, you know, because that's haute couture, right? Like you can wear what you want there. Or you go to Boob Fest and you whip out your boobs.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun time to me.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
That's good.
So, anyway.
That's also up at Uncle Eddie's.
It is.
Yeah.
Our friend
year.
Mike Pacheco.
Yep.
We love Mike Pacheco.
Hi, Mike.
Mike
Pacheco's great.
He's
Mike,
awesome.
What's up?
Sup.
What do you have for us next?
All right. Oh, we have another new song.
Another new one that's going to be on the next
brand spanking new. Nobody's heard it.
No one's heard it.
I love it. It's a MFO exclusive.
Yeah. Yep. First time over the airwaves.
Yep.
It goes something like this.
She was
great stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Was that Sunday morning wine?
Sunday morning whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey. Whiskey.
Yep. Kind of reminds me of Kris Kristofferson a little bit. So, speaking of which, can I say hi to my mom and dad?
You sure can. Say hi to anyone you want.
I hope you're listening. If not, I hope my brother Kenneth is listening so he can tell you all about it.
Yeah.
And they can also listen to the archives if they're listening.
Yes, my mother
if they're
would
missing
love
it
that.
Now.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Oh, cool.
She takes our CDs sometimes and she plays them and she starts dancing with my father.
That's beautiful.
Totally, right?
Yeah. And when they
she
dance,
also, she likes the Grateful Dead for some
they
reason.
Float.
That's pretty cool for
a
mom.
She's a wicked cool 80-year-old woman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a writer, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's how I got my writing skills from my mom.
What type of stuff does she write?
She writes poetry, and they're just such gorgeous works that she does. She does this Boston, every year in Boston there's this competition, and they do it by age groups. So for her, she's in like the oldest age group, you know, like the
right.
Older. But they always let those people, whenever they win, like in the ceremony, my mom's group will go last because, I mean, out of respect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, so my mom always wins first prize, and she, to this day, I have to keep telling her, you're incredible. It's like, I want to publish a lot of her poetry in a book.
Right, right. It sounds
totally
like she should be cashing in on this stuff.
She really should.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
she doesn't have to give us the
stuff.
Money. She needs the money, so I want them to have it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, they deserve it. But she's smart, and she's incredible.
Well, here's to your mom.
Thank you. Thank you,
kid.
Brian.
She's a good kid.
You bet.
What do you have for us next?
For us next, we have a song from the second CD. It's the title song called Swords and Lies.
All right.
And I want to say a special hello to Nicole because she loves this song. So, Nicole, you
Thanks,
can sing
Nicole.
Along. I'll try to remember the words.
Okay. Why don't you end with Dead Flowers, and if I feel like it, I'll chime in.
Okay, then in that case, we'll do seven songs.
Okay.
Because we're going to do one more song after that, and then we'll do Dead Flowers, and we'll just kind of hack our way through.
Right.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
Stones do it.
The Stones were like totally tripping and on, you know, so and they...
Well, right now, I don't have it's like I'm having a brain fart. I don't have the lyrics at the top of my head, but once you guys start doing it, I might get into it. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So here goes. Let's move this guy. Thank you. Think by now I know the difference. I think by now I know the truth. I watch you more than hell needs heaven. I need you more than hell needs you. But I can see you're feeling better with yourself. What you do to me, you'll do to someone else. You drink your words, you drown my time. This home's not yours, but it's not mine. Too many times, too many reasons. Too many lies have shielded you. Your benediction's all your glory. A fool's a fool. What's done to you? 'Cause I can see you're feeling sorry for yourself. What you do to me, you'll do to someone else. You drink your words, you drown my. Take back your lies. Don't want your hurt here next to mine. Your words like water, spill like wine. Take back your
I can see you're feeling sorry for yourself. What you do to me, you'll do to someone else. You drink your words, you drown by time. This home's not yours, but it's not mine. Take back your swords, take back your lies. Don't want you hurt here next to mine. Your words like water, spew like wine. Take back your swords.